Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Always Dakota by Debbie Maycomber, performed by Carly Robbins. Prologue. September. Bernard Clemens was dying, and he knew it, despite what the doctors, all those fancy specialists, had said about his heart. He knew. He was old and tired. Ready for death. Sitting in the den of the home he'd built 30 years ago for his wife, he closed his eyes and remembered. Maggie had been his great love, his only love, delicate and beautiful, nearly 16 years younger. She could have had her choice of husbands, but she'd chosen him, an aging rancher with a craggy face and work-roughened hands, a man who had simple tastes, and lacked social refinement, and yet she'd loved him. God help him, he'd loved her still, although she'd been gone now for nearly 27 years. Her love had been gift enough, but she'd yearned to give him a son. Bernard, too, had hoped for an heir. He'd purchased the Triple C as a young man, buying the land adjacent to his parents' property. And eventually, he'd built the combined ranches into one huge spread, an empire to pass on to his son. However, the child had been a girl, and they'd named her Margaret, after her mother. The pregnancy had drained Maggie, and she was further weakened that winter by a particularly bad strain of the flu. Pneumonia had set in soon afterward, and before anyone...